Das kann sagen, dass ich nicht mehr kann sagen, wenn wir mit dem Sechzig Kedushin darf, Samach Gimel. Abai said, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, Rabbi and Rameir all hold that a person can make a kinyan on something that is not yet present in the world. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, that's the price that we quoted previously, that truma can be designated for produce that has not yet even grown to one third of its size. Rabbi, it's his view in a brisa, which is explained to refer to a case where a person gave a shtar shichr to a slave that he did not yet even own, and said it should take effect when it is purchased, and said that it actually takes effect. Rabbi Meir, he says in a brisa that if Kedushin is given and stated that it should take effect after the man becomes a ger, or if that a woman becomes a kiyaris, or after other things that have not yet taken place, Rabbi Meir says exclusion is valid. In fact, why doesn't he also list Rabbi Akiva, who says in a mission that a neder can be effective on handiwork that was not yet done by the woman? Marseille, we have learned that Rav Huna, the son of Rabbi Yeshua, said the case was where the woman made a neder that her hands should become hegdish, and since her hands are presently in the world, the neder is effective. Zuck, the next mission, if a man tells a woman, you are mekdeshes to me on the condition that I speak on your behalf to the king, or that I will work for you like for a day like a laborer, she's mekdeshes as long as he speaks on her behalf, or he works for her for the day. Zakhmar Rish Lakish says, even if he does those things for her, she's only mekadeshes if he also gave her a pruta at the time of the kedushin. In fact, would the performance of services not be a valid kedushin? A brisa clearly says that performance of future services can create the valid kedushin. A second brisa says this as well. In both cases, the brisas say that the kedushin is for the services, which suggests that no pruta is given in addition. This seems to refute Rish Lakish. And for the Gemara, Rish Lakish would say the tanya of those brisas hold that the wages are not earned until the completion of a service, and therefore the performance of the service can be used for kedushin. At that point in time, he's giving her over that money that he now owns. The Tana of our Mishnah holds that the wages are earned for every small bit of service as it's being done. The wages that then become a debt to the service provider. That's why he holds it can't be used for kedushin, because one cannot use a debt for kedushin, and that's why the Mishnah must be discussing where a pruta was given as well. Why does Rish Lakish have to say that our Mishnah holds it the view that wages are earned every step of the way, and therefore he has to say that our Mishnah discusses where a pruta was given as well? Why can he just say the Mishnah holds like the brisas? Rav explained, this is based on the Mishnah using the words of almanas. If no pruta was given, he should have said your mekdesh is with this service. Since he says almanas, it must be that there's another pruta being given as well. Zuck, the next Mishnah, if a man says, become mekadesh me on a condition that my father agrees to his kedushin, then if the father wants, she's mekadesh. If not, she's not. If the father died, she is mekadesh. If the man himself died, then we tell the father to say that he doesn't agree, so that the woman will not become subject to yibam. Fekhmer, what's meant when he says, on condition that my father agrees? It can't mean that the father has to say yes, because the Mishnah says that if the father died without saying anything, the kedushin is effective. It can't mean that the father must at least remain quiet, because in the case where the man himself died, we tell the father to say that he doesn't agree. Now, if quiet is enough then to make the kedushin effective, then the fact that the father was quiet until the death should mean that the kedushin was already effective. Rather, we will say that this means that the father must not protest the kedushin. However, that also can't be, because that would mean that in each of the case of Mishnah, the consent that the father must give has a different meaning. Rabbi Yane said, yes, we must understand that each case of the Mishnah has a different understanding of the word consent. Each way is in a different way in each part of the Mishnah. Rish Lakish learns from this answer that's preferable to force an explanation and say the Mishnah is discussing two different cases rather than say the Mishnah is following two different views of Tanoim. Rabbi Yosi Barami gives a different terrace. He says the entire Mishnah refers to the same case, and the case was where the condition was that the father will not protest the condition within the next 30 days. Zuck, the next Mishnah. If a father says, I accept the condition from my daughter, but I don't remember who I accepted the condition from, and a man comes forward and said, I am the one who gave you the condition, he's believed. However, if one man comes and says, I'm the one who gave the condition, another man comes and says, I'm the one who gave the condition, they both have to give her a get in order for her to remarry. If they want, one can give her a get and the other one can then marry her. Zuckmer Rav said, when the Mishnah says the man is believed, it means he's believed to give her a get, because we have a general rule that a person would not do an aveira if he doesn't stand to benefit anything from it. But he's not believed to the point that he may enter into an assume with her, because we say that his Yetzirah is making him say that he's the one who gave the condition because he wants to be with this woman. Ravasi said the man is even believed to go ahead and marry her. However, Ravasi agrees that if a man herself accepted kedushin and doesn't remember from who, and a man comes and says he's the one who gave the kedushin, he would not be believed to marry her, because a person has more fear of lying to the father than to the woman, and therefore in the case of the woman we would not believe him. In fact, Mara, the end of the Mishnah said if the two men want, one can give her a get and the other can marry her. This refutes Rav. And for the Gemara, since there's a second man in the picture over here, the person would be afraid to lie to the father, because he may come to remember that it was the other man who was not lying. Therefore, if he still wants to marry her, we assume that he's the true husband, and the one giving the get is the one who is the liar. The Gemara says the Braisa supports the Ravasi. The Braisa says if a man says he accepted the kedushin for his daughter, doesn't remember from who, and a man claims that he's the husband, he's even believed to remain married to her. If he then married her, was able to leave to marry her. If he then married her and another man came along and says that he was the one who had given the kedushin, this second man is not then believed to make the couple usher to each other. However, if the woman herself accepted kedushin and does not remember from who, and a man then claims that he is the one, he is not believed to marry her, because he may feel that he's able to charm her into covering for him. To what extent do we believe a father to say that he accepted kedushin for his daughter? Would we give skila to a man who is mezana with her at this point? Rav said we would not give him skila because we only believe the father with regard to an iser, not misa. Rav Ashi said we would give him skila because we believe the father with regard to all aspects. Rav Ashi would agree that if the woman says she accepted kedushin, we would not give a man skila if he was mezana with her at that point. Rav Ashi said, although my rulings seem unexplainable, because if in a place where he is believed to marry her, we say that he could be put to death, and in a place where he is not believed to marry her, for sure he should be able to be put to death. Still, the reason he's put to death is in the case of the father, and not in the case of the woman, as the Torah believes the father, not the woman herself. Rav Chisda said, no, in both cases, the man would not be put to death. This is consistent with what he says elsewhere, that a father is believed to say that his son is already 9 years old, and his daughter is already 3 years old with respect to a carbon obligation, not with respect to Malkus or Misa. We find the Brisa that says that Rav Chisda as well.